Hi everybody and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life Babe podcast. I'm your host Lydia Killian and this is the podcast you come to if you want to shift your self-concept fast, manifest everything you've ever wanted and get a life that you are absolutely obsessed with. And today is day 5 of the Manifestation Challenge, the New Year, New Story Challenge. I have absolutely loved giving you guys this challenge this week. The feedback has been amazing and I just think it's been such a fun way to start the new year and to shift us all into that new year energy and manifest the life we've all been wanting. The Q&A is still up on my Instagram, so if you haven't got involved yet, then go follow me on Instagram. Ask me a question in the Q&A thread and I will post the answer for you, and I will also save this to my highlights and you can look at it there if you don't get to catch it today. Today is all about actually stepping into that dream life now, how you can collapse the time and space between you and that version of you who has everything they want. And we don't just do this with the visioning processes and the affirmations. We do this by how we actually build that life now. So for example, when I started doing TikToks, I could not have just sat there and scripted having 10K followers. I could not have just scripted having 50K followers. I could not have just visualized having those followers. I actually had to post the videos as well. I know, shocker. You're gonna have to take a little bit of action to the life you want. And I don't really know why, but action has become a bit of a dirty word in the manifestation community, probably from like the law of attraction side of things, because I think there's this fear of taking forced action. Now, forced action, it feels forced. It feels like you're manipulating outcomes. It feels like you are doing A and B to get to C. You're kind of trying to maneuver it yourself. You're thinking, if I do this thing, then the universe will do that. That's forced action. That's not what I'm talking about. Aligned action towards your goals is like me posting the TikToks in order to grow a TikTok account. It's me doing my daily steps to have the body I want. It was me starting to cook meals for myself every night, because if I'm in a relationship, then I'm going to be wifey and I love cooking for somebody else. So I'm going to start learning new recipes now, because that's what I would be doing if I was in a relationship. So not only am I living in the end by doing that, and this is what I was doing this time last year, not only was I living in the end by doing that, but I was also getting a life and I had a new hobby. So aligned action feels really fun and it doesn't feel like we're manipulating the universe. It is just daily action towards our goals and our desires. And there is nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's healthy. And we live in such an age now where everything is instant gratification. It's instant texts. It's Instagram likes. You know, even McDonald's deliver now. Fast food became faster food. Everything is so fast. And I think it's taken away our ability to want to actually put some action towards our desires and put some effort in. But it is going to feel so much fun. And if that is the life you want, then you'd be taking these actions then. So you may as well start taking them now. That's my theory on it. If you want this life and you want this dream version of you, they're going to be taking the actions. So to collapse the time and space in between now and then, and to really quantum jump into that reality, if you start acting like them now, and you start becoming that version of you now, that is what you are going to get. Those are the manifestations that are going to fly in. There is a saying in the manifestation community that we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. So if you want to have something, we have to become the version of us who already has it. And we do that by taking some of these actions that I'm going to lay out for you today. Now, I think it's the funnest part of manifestation, becoming that version of you. And I am a huge believer in you are the best manifestation you will ever have. The life I've got now is great, but the version of me who I've got now is fucking phenomenal compared to what I was 5 years, what I was, what? But you know, the person you become is the best thing you will manifest. Like nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can take away that. And once you've learned this stuff, you will go back to it because you know better and it feels good to be this version of you. Like when I think back and I think of how anxious I used to be, especially in relationships and the anxious attachment style I had and how I was constantly worrying, and I thought I was skinny because I'd lost weight, but it was probably because I was eating myself up with anxiety. Like, you know, that out of whack nervous system will really take its toll on your mental health. It will take its toll on your physical health. And so becoming the version of you who has that dream life is one of the best presents you could ever give to yourself. The manifestations are great. Oh, got a bit of a quote going on. The manifestations are great. Like having everything you've wanted is incredible. But being the version of you you've always wanted to be and having your inner child be proud of yourself. Like when you think back to the six-year-old version of you, like when I think back to the six-year-old version of me, she would think I was so fucking cool. If I think back to the 18-year-old version of me, she would think I am so fucking cool. And that is what I want to pass on to you. Like I want you to feel that way about yourselves. I want you to feel proud of yourselves. I love that I did it feeling. I love that I did it. I did it. I'm so proud of myself feeling. And you will feel that too from doing this work. You'll feel like, oh my God, I'm on fire. I can do anything. I've changed this. I've changed that. So what else can I do? It is addictive to see your potential in front of you and know you can hit it. It's gorgeous. And I don't just mean career-wise, I mean personality-wise, like feeling calmer, feeling more relaxed within yourself, actually loving yourself for once in your life. Being okay with where you're at, having fun, making your life matter to you is just such an incredible feeling. And I cannot wait for you all to experience that from doing this work because that is what you will experience. With consistency, might I add, and when you apply this stuff daily, that is what you will feel. Before we get into it, I just want to add, please make this manifestation challenge a part of your daily routine. If you did want a more in-depth version of this, then try the 2-week self-concept challenge. I literally teach you how to make specific affirmations, specific mindset routines. It's very, very tailored towards you so that you can shift your self-concept fast. That's why it's so powerful, because it's very specific. And in that, you will learn how to really integrate it into your day and make it become a daily habit. But if you don't do that, then still make everything I've given you in this challenge a daily habit. Take away the parts of it that you can integrate into your daily life and apply it daily. There is no use just doing a 5-day challenge and then at the end of it thinking, oh yeah, sod this, I'll see what manifests now. I did 5 days. That should be enough. Quite frankly, no. We need to apply this stuff daily. You would not lose 10 pounds on a diet and then go back to eating McDonald's every day, breakfast, morning, noon and night. You wouldn't, you know, stop going to the gym because you've hit your muscle goals and you look toned and lean. Oh, I'm going to stop going now. No, we maintain it. The maintenance is so important. And because these exercises are so fun, like we got like the hard one out of the way on the first day. And you can always come back to that. And I actually advise you do whenever you need to. But the rest of it has been so much fun, if I say so myself. So why would you not like to add these exercises into your day? If you know, like when I say exercises, I mean these tasks, these manifestation tasks that I've given you every day. Why would you not want to add them into your day when they make you feel better and you know they're going to help you manifest the life you want? Riddle me that. But bottom line, consistency creates confidence. So the more consistent you are with something, the better you're going to be at it, the more easy you're going to find it. Please, please, please stick at this because your whole life will change. So for the first task, I want you to think of the life you've been envisioning this week. You can even take a look back through the other days of the challenge and anything you've written down, anything you've scripted. And I want you to ask yourself, who do you have to become in order to be this version of you? So again, I'm going to relate it back to myself, and it's not because I'm bragging, it's just so that you've got a story to base it on and that you can have something to relate to. So when I was building my TikTok account, and I really wanted to go all in with it. And I thought, yes, this is the way I'm going to build this business. This is the way I am going to go all in on my dreams. I asked myself, who do I have to become in order to be that version of me? And I had to become brave. I had to become the version of me who didn't give a shit about posting and was willing to put their self out there in order to reach an audience and grow a TikTok account. I had to become the version of me who chooses my business over everything. So I stopped going out as much. I still had fun. Don't get me wrong. I had a great life. I just picked and chose the nights out rather than going to the pub every Friday, Saturday, like I was before. Because when you're single and you can do what you want, it's very easy to just be out all the time. But I decided, no, this version of me puts work first, puts the business first. It comes before everything. And in 2023, I was like, do you know what? It comes before relationships right now. I spent my 20s hyper-focusing on people that didn't deserve me, and I'm not doing that in my 30s. And do you know what? This version of me is choosing the business over everything, and that means I have to put men on the back burner for now. I'm not entertaining shitty situations because it's going to drain me and it's going to take the focus off my business. I'm a very single focused person. If I am worrying about you, then there's no way I can be fully focused on my business. So I had to become the version of me who was willing to put herself first and put her business first. And that has been, you know, you can apply that to any subject. Like, who do you have to become in order to have the dream relationship? You know, do you have to become more secure with your attachment style? Do you have to learn how to heal parts of you that are still surfacing from past relationships? Do we need to learn to forgive? Do we need to learn to trust? Do we need to learn to be open and put yourself out there? When it comes to money, who do you have to be in order to make those 10k months, to make those 50k months? Do you have to be the version of you who is willing to sell on your Instagram 3 times a day? That is willing to put in the work and learn how to sell and learn how to create magnetic messaging for your business, to learn how to create strategies and funnels. Who do you have to become in order to be that version of you that has the life that they want? And again, this is a very fun process because we are designing our new character, our new personality, our new version of us, and we are collapsing the space and time between us and them. Now, I'm not saying it's always easy to become this version. Then what daily habits does this version of me have? So does she wake up and do mindset work every day? Does he get his steps in every day? Do they find some way to have fun every single day? Do they make Pilates a priority? Do they make the gym a priority? Do they make reading a priority? Ask yourself, what daily habits does this version of me have that are in alignment with my future goal? Some of these habits might be exactly the same as you've got now, and that's absolutely fine. But there are going to be new ones that you're not doing. So ask yourself, what daily habits does this version of me have? And then tying in nicely with that question, what hobbies does this version of me have? How do they add value to their life? It is so important to get a fucking life during the manifestation process. If you are waiting on the manifestation to validate your life, and for it to be like Prince Charming in the fairy tale and make all your dreams come true, then you're going to be waiting a long time. It's really, really important you start adding fun and value to your life now in order to collapse that time and space. You cannot be having fun and worrying about your manifestation under the same breath. It just doesn't work. It doesn't happen. So the more value and the more fun you can add to your own life, the quicker your things are going to manifest and the better your quality of life is going to be. Sitting in your bedroom, journaling for 3 hours over a manifestation is not healthy if that's the only thing you are doing with your bloody week. It's toxic. It's not healthy. It can lead to spiritual psychosis, can drive you insane because you do the manifestation technique and then you look up and your 3D hasn't changed and then you go back into a downward spiral of, oh my God, it's not here yet. Whereas when you are building up a life you are obsessed with and you are adding purpose, you're adding fun, you're adding fulfillment to it, you've got hobbies, you've got things to do in your day, you're not worrying about where the manifestation is. You're calmly expecting it and you're excited for it to show up, but you're not placing your whole energy and your whole emotional well-being on this manifestation. So it's really, really important that we get hobbies. And something I did was I asked myself when I turned 30, what is something I've always wanted to do? Two things come up and it was gymnastics and it was learning Spanish. So I started doing both. And I cannot tell you how much that added to the quality of my life and how much fun I was having. And you know what? At the time when I started doing those things, I was not really in the best of spaces. Like, I was still grieving. I hadn't built this business up. I was on Universal Credit. Like, I was really not, like, I think I'd just been dumped as well. Like, it wasn't fun. It wasn't a fun time. But adding those hobbies into my life gave me a break from that. And it started to put me first. I started to center myself instead of the manifestations. I centered myself instead of anything else that was going on. And so that is why this stuff is so powerful. And then the final part, again, leading on from that question, is how do they get a fucking life? How do they have fun until this manifestation turns up? Now, this is different to hobbies. This is different to daily habits. This is how are you having fun? So for me, it is socializing, it's going to raves, it's being out with my friends, even if it's just going to dinner, not drinking. It could be going on walks with my friends. I'm a very, very social person. I get my energy from other people. I love being around people. I love being in big groups. I actually love to recharge in my own time though. I'm like an extroverted introvert. It's very strange. But how can you have fun? Now, if you are an introvert, this could be reading a book. It could be taking an art class, it could be learning how to crochet. I really don't give a shit what it is. As long as it feels fun to you and not fun for the internet. Like, don't sit on like Pinterest or Instagram and think, oh, they're doing it, it must be fun. If you think it's fun, make it fun. you know, I see a lot of creators at the minute using coloring books and drawing their own designs in these coloring books. And even that seems so fun to me. That seems like a really fun way to pass an hour of my time instead of sitting on Netflix and binging something I've watched a million times. The next question is, what actions could you take today to move you closer to your dream life? How can you move the needle a little bit today by taking one action? It could be creating a TikTok account if you want to be an influencer. It could be going on a walk if you want to get to your fitness goals. It could be taking a class if you want to go to your fitness goals. It could be learning how to manage money and spending some time managing your money today and having to think about that if you want to move closer to your dream life. It could be putting yourself out there in Facebook groups, in new community groups if you want to make friends and you want to have a social life. It could be so many things. It's going to be very, very personal to you and your goals. But ask yourself, what actions could you take today to move you close to your dream life? List as many as possible. And then for your action steps today, I want you to listen to these magnetic self-concept affirmations. They are so powerful. They are such a fun way to get your affirmations in. You can listen to them as you're washing the pots, as you're driving, as you're just going about your daily life. Like I've always said, I just want to make it easy for you. So sticking on this YouTube as you go about your day, how much easier can it get? And then I want you to take one big action for your dream life today. It might feel scary to take a big action, but you know what? Think of it as exposure therapy. Exposure therapy is where you do something to the point where you're not scared anymore. So the more you do something, the less you'll be scared of it. So when you get into the habit of taking these actions towards your daily life, it's just going to become second nature eventually. It's not going to be scary. Like the first video I ever posted, scary. I don't even know what video I'm on now. It must be into the thousands. Not scary. And then finally, I want you to do something to get a fucking life today. Go and have some fun. Go and have some fun. Finish this challenge by celebrating that you've done an amazing job this week. You have stuck to every single day. You've applied it. You are getting it. You are manifesting your dream life. Go do something fun. And that is the end of the 5-day challenge. I really, really hope you've loved this as much as I have loved giving it to you. Honestly, if you want more of this, then please try out the 2-week self-concept challenge. It is my baby. It is the best thing I've ever created. It changed my life so fast. It gave me the gift of everything I've got now. So I've left you some testimonials so you can see what other clients have manifested through my work, through working on their self-concept. And I've also given you a list of what you get if you join the challenge. It is the most profound piece of work I've ever made. It really is. And I would love to have you involved so I can show you how to manifest your dream life this year and create everything you've ever wanted, manifest everything you've ever wanted. And most importantly, of course, to help you become the version of you that you deserve to be. You deserve the fucking world, babe. And I want you to see that. And I want to be the one to help you see that. And you deserve to be everything you've ever wanted and more. And to help you realize that you already are that person now. You are already that version of you now. We just have to tap into it. I love you all so much. I am so grateful for you all for listening to this challenge and applying this stuff every single day. I would love to hear your feedback. I cannot wait to hear all your results when they come rolling in. And I love you. And I will see you for another podcast episode. Mwah.